451.
It is Ash Wednesday, and it is the start of Lent. Pope Benedict XVI held what is expected to be his final public mass today after announcing plans to step down at the end of the month.
Cardinal Donald Wuerl, Archbishop of Washington, joins us now to talk about that. Thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, you're welcome, Hillary. It's great to be with you and Sean.
Now, Lent, of course, to some extent is about sacrifice. Do you believe the Pope sacrificed by choosing to resign?
I think there's a very real sense in which you can say that. I think what he did was he looked at his own physical energy level. That's what he tells us. And he realized, you know, he's in his 86th year. He's done everything that the church has asked him to do. And he's simply saying, I don't have the energy to do this as well as I'm convinced I should. So I think what it really represents is his humility, his ability to realistically assess his own capabilities, and then for the good of the church, to say, I'm going to step down. Yes, I think there's a sacrifice in that, because some of us might have been tempted to say, you know, I can continue doing this even if I'm not doing it at 100%.
Now, we know you have a vote in the conclave that will select the next pope, and obviously we understand why you wouldn't want to talk about names and who might be chosen. But you've been there before without a vote. Could you explain to us the process that the College of Cardinals will be going through over the next few weeks to select the new pope?
Well, what happens, as you know, as soon as the Holy See is vacant. Now, this will be the first time in modern history that we've known exactly the hour and the day, because Benedict said, I'm retiring as of 8 o'clock on the 28th. What happens then is the cardinals gather in Rome, and they gather. Now, this is not the first step is not the conclave. They gather in Rome to prepare for the conclave. That is to set up the all the rules that everybody knows what the rules are, and then at a certain point the cardinals all gather in the Vatican, in the Sistine Chapel, and the doors are all locked. That's where it gets its name, conclave with a key. The doors are locked so that we're not any longer accessible to the public. Then there's a period of prayer, and then the cardinals simply vote. There's no nomination process, there's no campaigning, there's no what we're used to in the world of civil politics. This is left to the movement of the Holy Spirit to touch the hearts of the individual cardinals.
Is it somehow more significant or perhaps emotional to be going through this process as you approach Easter?
Well, I think there is a sense in which, as we're getting ready to celebrate, and that's what Lent, of course, is all about and why we had ashes distributed today, as we're getting ready to celebrate the events of Holy Week, the death of Christ and his resurrection, we're constantly reminded that there is a renewal going on all the time in the life of the church. Yes, this would be a very dramatic renewal if, in fact, the election and installation of the Pope takes place and coincides with Holy Week.
Cardinal Wuerl, thank you so much for taking a few minutes out on this Ash Wednesday to join us, and please be safe in your travels to and from Rome.